Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're very happy to welcome in the newest group to our little confab here. Boston Red Sox pitchers, Nathan, if you can put that on right there. Boston Red Sox pitchers, David Price and Nathan Eovaldi join us here in our center field studios. Fellas, thank you very much for taking a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you. David, you visited with us last year when you were in here with Brock. Nathan, I'm not sure. You came along last year after the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, so this is kind of your first experience with this whole thing.
Yeah, yep. First time. I'm excited.
David, what's the reaction when you see the kids coming at spring training, when they first show up and it gives you guys a chance to make some pretty strong connections?
It's very cool. You know, whenever you see that tent being set up outside of our clubhouse, you know, the next couple of days are going to be very special. And to go out there, you know, after lunch and to meet those kids and to see their faces, it means a lot to us.
Nathan, I was telling Dave Dombrowski earlier today, the introduction of the lineups last night is one of my favorite moments of the entire season. When each player goes out on the field with one of the kids from the Jimmy Fund Clinic, I mean, if you can watch that and not get a tear in your eye, you're not a human being, are you?
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. I mean, getting to watch all the kids go out there and take the field and, you know, the national anthem and everything, just seeing the joy on their face, it was a really cool experience.
Was this connection, the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund, something that you knew about, David, before you joined the team 4 years ago when you were pitching in the division? Did you know about it, or was it something that as soon as you signed here, oh, this is a pretty significant part?
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
But, you know, after my first year in 2016, you know, I found out very quickly, you know, and I think it is it's awesome what they both do. You know, just like I said, whenever we get around those kids and they come around us in spring training and at the field here, we can tell how much it means to them. And, you know, in return, that means a lot to us as well. So for us to be able to give them some happiness throughout the day, that's very special.
Nathan, you got to dive right into the passion of Red Sox Nation last year, and especially with your postseason performance, you got to see what people think about baseball in this town and think of the Red Sox. What's it been like for you being a part of all of this, especially on the heels of a world championship?
Yeah, it's been amazing. I mean, all of our fans and everything, all the support and love that we get from them. I mean, just the city of Boston. I mean, all the sports around here, everybody's winning and everybody's having a good time, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of.
David, have you felt different at all this year? You know, because one of the things, you know, that was attached to you was some of your postseason struggles prior to last year, where you're lights out, you almost win World Series MVP. Have you felt different this year?
No, not physically or mentally, no. Remember right after we won it, you know, hugging all the guys and hugging AC, I was like, you know, I want to do it again next year. And it's been a little bit tougher for us this year. I think we were 89-39, you know, on the date last night. So it's been a tougher go for us this year, but we still got a lot of baseball left to play. And, you know, everybody in our clubhouse is nobody's down.
I don't want to put Nathan on the spot here, David, but last year, his relief performance in L.A. got a lot of people's attention. What were you thinking when you were watching what he was doing in relief?
Stay healthy. You know, like, I hope you make it out of here in one piece, because you're going to be a free agent, and you know you've worked very hard to get to this point. And you know that was pretty cool. You know, for him to go through the struggles that he went through, you know, just injury-wise with his arm, and for him to really stick his neck out there for guys that he had known for a month and a half, you know, for us to be able to reach that goal, that was a special moment.
Usually when you hear that a pitcher is going to see Dr. James Andrews, it usually means bad things. It usually means there's going to be Tommy John. It didn't mean Tommy John for you last year when you went, and now more recently it doesn't mean it for Chris Sale. So can you kind of relate to what's going on right now? Clearly, Sale, not healthy. You know, you had to shut him down for the season, but it doesn't appear now like it's going to be a full season that he's going to have to miss.
Well, I mean, if you're having, you know, shoulder or elbow or forearm or whatever kind of arm problems you're having, you know, Dr. Andrews is the best guy to go see. So if you're going to have somebody evaluate it, you know, you might as well go to the best. And I think that's what I did back in 2017, and that's what we wanted Chris to do, you know, and that was that's smart, you know, just the amount of arms that he over his career, you know, he's seen it all. So for him to give Chris that good feedback, you know, that's whenever you go to Dr. Andrews and he says, hey, you don't need Tommy John, that really it picks you up. You know, it's a pick me up for sure to hear that come out of his mouth, because I know whenever I went and saw him in 2017, I was expecting the exact opposite, and he was like, nope, just give it some time and let it heal, and you'll be back and you'll feel fine. And that was the case.
Nathan, you're uniquely qualified to talk about the rigors of pitching on a major league arm because you only throw it at 100 miles an hour thereabouts. What does it do to your arm? Because you've been through this before already.
Yeah, I mean, just I feel like you have to be perfect when you're out there pitching mechanically. And when your mechanics are a little off, you put a lot more stress on your arm. And I mean, unfortunately, I've had to go through two Tommy Johns, and you know, I mean, glad that Sale doesn't have to go through that, and you know that he's going to be healthy coming back.
Now they claim you're stronger after Tommy John. Were you?
I feel like it. I feel like you learned so much just going out through that whole process, and I mean, you're doing so much rehab and shoulder care, elbow care. You're going through everything, and you just come back so much stronger from that.
Now, we were talking with Dave Dombrowski earlier in the show, and the topic of, you know, how you guys pitched in spring training, like that was brought up. Do you feel like, as a staff, not just you individually, but as a staff, should you have pitched a little bit more to prepare yourself for the season, or do you think that what you guys did back in February, March, was fine to prepare you for the year?
It's hard to look back at it and just say, you know, I mean, right now you have the, you can easily say, you know, like maybe we should have thrown more just of where we're at right now. But at the same time, what we were able to go through last year in the World Series and throwing so deep into the, you know, I mean, winning it all, you put so much more extra stress on your arm, and you're either coming back on short rest instead of getting that extra month off like you normally would. And, you know, I feel like they've done the best that they could to protect us in that situation.
David, let's talk about playing in Boston, because you had the opportunity at the end of last season to opt out if you had chosen to do so. You didn't want to do that. Mookie Betts sat in that exact chair yesterday and talked about how much he loves playing in Boston and playing in front of these fans. Do you love playing in this town as well?
Absolutely. You know, we it's very demanding. I knew that before, you know, I signed here in 2016. You know, it was something that it was a challenge that I was up for, and it's had its ups, it's had its downs, that's for sure. But I remember talking to Petey, you know, before I signed, on the phone, you know, whenever, you know, guys were recruiting me from different teams, and he was like, you know, this place is extremely tough to play in, but he said it's by far the best city to win in, and you know, that was something that I wanted to be a part of. And being on that duck boat last year, that's probably one of the top three or four moments of my life. You know, it might be better than winning the World Series, like the actual World Series on the field. Like that duck boat tour was that was pretty special. I went into that not knowing, you know, what to expect really. I went into it pretty tame. And I came out of it like Gronk. So
nobody comes out of it like Gronk.
I might have been a little bit more banged up, but that was cool, and that was definitely something that I want to experience again.
What's the relationship like with some of the other pro teams in town? You know, coming up at 2:30, I think all four of the coaches/manager are all going to be on this show together. I know you guys have gone to other games, gone to Bruins games, Celtics games, wherever it might be. How have you found that bond, especially guys who have played in other cities? Like, is that a little bit different here in Boston than it was in other places?
Not really. I mean, no. I think I've, wherever we've been, you know, guys from the other teams. I mean, I guess it kind of just depends on where you are. You know, like in Detroit, you know, our stadiums are right across the street from one another. So we got, you know, on some days we would just go over to the Lions Stadium and play around on the turf, and they'd have guys in there and they'd come over and take BP. But, I mean, the Patriots come out here. Marcus Smart was in the locker room not too long ago.
Out of the guys who have taken BP from other sports, who's been the best? Or is it all kind of a mess? I'm guessing not great.
No, I mean, it's hitting the baseball. Couple of guys. Stuff.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Okay. I don't want to put anybody on the spot.
One of the guys that we've talked about all season long, because and David talks about how hard it is to hit a baseball, and it is. It's really hard. And I watch what I see Rafael Devers doing this year, Nathan, and I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? Everything he hits is going 108 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's incredible the year he's having. I mean, the consistency he's bringing every night, you know, I think people forget how he started the season, and then where he's at now, it's really unbelievable.
Dale, I just want to jump in here and say Lakin and Brock Holt have donated $15,000 to the Jimmy Fund. I just wanted to pass that along.
To hear that.
I mean, you guys got to be just so impressed with what Brock Holt has done. Obviously, the captain of the Jimmy Fund efforts here and the relationships that he has made, it's got to be pretty inspiring.
It is cool, you know, and to see the stuff that he posts about on Instagram and all the stories and all the stuff that he does, you know, it's he gets choked up about it, you know, whenever he starts talking about it, so you know that it means a lot to him. And, you know, we tell him all the time that we love him, and that's part of what makes Brock so special, and he's just he's a big part of this city.
Well, fellas, I know that the task seems daunting as you look at the possibility of a playoff spot, given where you are and the numbers and everything, but we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way, and we really sincerely appreciate you loaning your voices and your presence to this event. Thank you both very much for being here.
Thank you all.
Thank you for having us.
Good to see you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.